mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man looks like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running.
Well, there goes my six games in August prediction. Brewers dropped their seventh game of the month, which again is still really, really good. Losing to the Diamondbacks last night 3-2 in a game where, before the game, we got some news about the health and state of the Brewers' pitchers that was not good. Trevor McGill he's been having a fantastic season. We all saw him in the All-Star game, obviously transitioning from a middle reliever to the closer for the last few seasons. Very excited about what he has been doing for the Brewers. But now he will be out for at least the foreseeable future. Is it 15-day, I think I saw?
It's a 10-day IL. So it's a retroactive to the last time he pitched.
Oh,
so
this says 15-day IL.
It's only 10 days.
Huh. How about MLB.com having 15?
It used to be 15. They switched it to 10.
Oh.
A number of years ago.
It says 15 on ESPN.
It's been 10. It's been 10 for a while.
All right. Well, anyway, MLB.com says it's a 15-day IL with a right flexor strain. You also probably realize as you were watching the pregame show that Quinn Priester was supposed to make the start. They instead went to sort of a bullpen day with Aaron Ashby as the opener. And I don't want to panic, okay? I am very comfortable with the Brewers still being where they are, atop the NL Central. They've got a 6.5-game lead over the Cubs. But this is what we were afraid could happen with this behemoth of a month of August, right? We talked about 19 games in 18 days. We talked about how their schedule was much tougher than the aforementioned Cubs. And now the Brewers are having that issue where some of their guys are hurt and they're needing to give them a rest and they're needing to grab some guys and sort of, and I'm not saying this is unique. I know I was reading that this happens all the time. And even for the Brewers, it has happened all the time. But I do think that there is a little bit of, well, if they could survive this stretch and continue to play 500 baseball the rest of the way, it still feels like the Brewers are in a really good spot, right, Gabe?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they've got depth in their pitching. And yeah, they go out and get Eric Fetty, who ended up pitching pretty well last night
Hell
in his 4 1/3. So that's just what the Brewers do, pick up guys that are going to be scrap heaped elsewhere, be able to get some productive innings out of them. Abner's going to be able to close out the ninth. They've got Koenig. Shelby Miller's been coming into his own, which is a huge, you know, now that becomes an even bigger acquisition that you made at the trade deadline. They're getting healthier elsewhere. You know, Jackson Churio's going to be back soon. Rhys Hoskins going to be going out on a rehab stint soon. They're going to be getting healthier on the offensive side, the pitching side. Yeah, it was going to be interesting in how you get through this type of stretch with no off days, but they're still in a really good spot. In a really good spot. 6.5-game lead on the division, 6.5 lead over the, a 6-game lead over the top seed in the National League.
What about these next two series, though? They're playing the leaders in the East in Toronto. And the leaders in the East and Philly.
Yeah.
Not so much how the, just to see how they stack up.
No, you can't look at baseball like that. It's just different, man.
No?
I mean, yeah, it's just different. Because again, like,
so
I always use this.
A month from now, it doesn't matter?
How you played in that? No. Do you think it matters that the Brewers went 6-0 against the Dodgers if they play the Dodgers in the NLCS?
So this isn't Green Bay playing Detroit week 13, 14.
No.
And going, okay.
Nope.
Wait, it matters a little, the 6-0 that you went 6-0 against.
Oh, it matters. It matters in that you got 6 wins and no losses in your record. But I don't think the 6-0 matters in the slightest if they play in the NLCS.
If they don't look good against,
other than it's home.
If they don't look good against Philly, you're not concerned because there's a good chance that they're going to face them again.
Well, but I think you also have the built-in excuse, to steal a phrase from last segment, of they're not that healthy right now. I mean, this quote from Pat Murphy that I dropped into our show sheet. Pat Murphy noted that of the 26 players active for Milwaukee, only 9 were on the opening day roster. Of those 9, only 8 were active since Uribe is serving a suspension. Like, that is wild.
Yeah.
When you think about building a roster, and I understand it's a long season, and I still think that they could shorten the season and make it just as enjoyable for the fan bases across the country, but I digress. That's crazy to me that you have that much turnover at this point. Is the hope that, like, these guys who you just mentioned are all healthy as we enter the final month of the season? Of course. But it is also a testament to, a feather in the cap of the Milwaukee Brewers, that they have that depth behind where it is this next man up mentality, right? Like,
yeah,
we have noted during this stretch, Gabe, that every time they need a win, it's somebody else with the big time performance. It's somebody else who's clutch, who's getting that big hit and helping them get the come from behind victories.
I mean, and part of that is also some of the pitching that they had beat up at the beginning of the year, like Woody, Jose Quintana, not on the opening day roster. And those are two guys that you're going to be counting on to get major innings once you hit the postseason. Obviously, Jacob Mizorowski, now a part of the rotation. Like, that all factors into it. I mean, who is the... And they were trying to ride the hot hand at third base when the season started. So all of that factors in. But, yeah, I mean, it's...
But we still don't give the front office enough credit. We never talk about the front office. The reason this works is because of the front office.
You exclusively
they see guys.
Talk about the front office.
Yeah, but I don't hear anyone else talk about it.
Yeah, because I don't have to, because you do.
No, like nationally, I'm saying.
Oh, there was a really good article today from Jesse Rogers, ESPN.com.
Okay.
Look at that timing.
Giving a lot of credit to Murph in the front office and how they all kind of work together to get the atmosphere and the culture that they've built over the last 2 years.
All right, let's push this through the Seinfeld scale of concern, because I got to be honest with you, I want to be yada, 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 but I'm a little stressed. And again, maybe that is PTSD, maybe that is, it's a long baseball season, maybe the injuries are starting to add up, and I don't know what's going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. I'm hoping that the McGill injury is not that, but he obviously has been so good this year, although lately he's been struggling, right? What did he have, three?
He has one, he usually, in his recent outings, he's got like one bad inning in him.
Has he blown three of the last four save opportunities or something like that? Like he's been struggling.
Yeah.
Maybe he's been dealing with this flexor strain, and maybe he's been trying to play through it.
He did say that yesterday, that he had been trying to play through it. And now finally it's to a point where
so yada yada yada, you look a little stressed, or I'm freaking out.
What's less than yada yada yada?
That's the lowest one.
Because that's where I'm at.
You're snoring.
No, I'm underneath yada yada yada.
Yeah.
I'm not even at yada yada yada.
There is no below. You can't do this.
It's like you can't get less than zero. Yeah.
I can do whatever I want.
No, you can't. Nope.
Did you read my hat yesterday? Because you asked about it.
Can't do this.
Inside joke.
Is that it? Okay. I was wondering what it stood for, but now I might be picking up on what you're putting
down. You got it now?
No.
The last few letters.
Does it look?
Okay. I didn't really.
Does it look like I give up?
Yeah.
I mean, the last I was familiar with, the last few letters, I didn't really care about what the first one said because I got the
gist. Now, when older people ask.
I got the gist.
When older people ask, I just say, oh, that's a town in New York. Oh, I've never heard of it. I got the sticker on the back of my truck.
Is it a company?
No, it's just this
Hold
phrase.
On. Wait, you're a bumper sticker guy?
This is.
It's not a bumper sticker. It's on the glass.
We have.
It's not a bumper
sticker.
Well,
still, but you're still. Like,
a bumper sticker has to be on the bumper in order for it to be a bumper sticker.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
You know what?
What?
This might be a little look at me.
Oh,
this
boy.
Might be a little look at me.
It's not just more than it's. It is
no.
look at me.
No.
It is look at me.
It is
You're
not.
Just like those people that have the stick figures with the little kids and the soccer ball and the dog.
Or the 26.2 sticker.
All it is, it explains the way I drive. Okay.
You know what?
Are you gonna get one for Jen? You have an extra one?
Yeah.
We can just put the gas tank sign to empty.
Yeah, that's also how I do. Hey, you know what's crazy is of the four of us, if I had to power rank who is most likely to have a sticker on the back of their vehicle, you're last. Like Joshy's first.
I would have a bumper sticker.
Then me. Yeah, like you know, like I could see you having like some mountain or some like
mountain,
some bar. Definitely an eye closed Wolski's. I don't know, but then me because I have children and I've run marathons, so there's a chance that I would lead.
I thought Gabe would be last though.
I don't know. What if it were Brewers, Bucks, Packers?
Yeah, some sort of like sports sticker in the back window. I can't believe you got a sticker in your back window that you would put. Like the shocking part is that you would put the 30 seconds of effort to put that sticker up.
Yeah, do you have to clean it first, stick it on there?
No,
sure
I just stick it on. Well, you know who gave it to me. Which
Slammer?
No.
Angry?
It was either that or the Spaniard. These are the only people I know.
Yeah.
800-990-3776.
Was this a payback after you gave the angry wife all the emoji balls? So then they gave you this?
No, she gave them to me. because I ripped on her because I put her in emoji jail.
This changes everything I've thought about you.
Does
I'm having
really?
To reevaluate here.
Oh, yeah. As we navigate the emotions that we are feeling here with this revelation, 800-990-3776, your concern level about Trevor Megill being on the 15-day, I'm going to go with 15 until the Brewers.com or MLB.com or ESPN.com changes it. It's what it is everywhere.
Why are you worried?
Why am I worried? Good question. Because I feel like this is one of those things that can, again, unravel everything.
But he said it's not his as bad as
previous ones.
Past flexors.
Yeah, because he's had this injury before. It's not as bad. Shut him down.
Yeah.
Like when I first saw the Jeff Passan tweet about it, and Passan said, like, oh, this puts his postseason in jeopardy. And then I saw him talk about it.
Yeah.
It's not that dire. It doesn't seem like it's that dire coming from him.
Yeah, fingers crossed. That's what, fingers crossed.
Like, yeah, but I guess I'm trusting him when he's saying, hey, I've had this injury before. Like, if this is the first time him having it and he's navigating it for the first time, I think that's different. The fact that he's had it, has had it worse, I trust that he knows how to navigate this injury. And when he says it's not as bad as when I've previously had it, makes me think he's going to be back in
But the nice thing is there's no rush to bring him back. They're up 6.5.
Yeah.
There's no rush.
And Abner is more than... Like, Abner's the closer in waiting. Like, Abner Uribe is going to be your closer eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Megill last year did a tremendous job filling in while Devin Williams was out for the first 3-4 months, whatever it was, and Megill was your closer. Like, they've got depth there, and Abner's nasty enough. Like, they wanted Abner to be the closer before Megill.
Okay.
And it didn't work out for Abner, and now he's matured to the point where he's a better pitcher, and he's more capable of closing out games in the ninth inning. Like, he's got that mentality. So I'm
you
not
keep
worried
doing
about
that.
What?
Mentality. You did it yesterday. Well, I will do it too.
Oh, that's your read. Yeah.
His read.
Yeah.
But every time he's supposed to say mentality, he says mentality.
Just good promotion for my folks over at Mantelli.
Is what it is.
So,
I think that's what they've wanted all these years. They finally sunk in.
Jen, you're optimistically cautious.
Is that yes? Because the optimistic
is the first part.
Part.
Yeah, here we go.
I'm optimistically cautious about the health of the Brewers' arms
what do you think
as
of that?
The season wraps up as we enter September.
That? Flannel guy.
He's still doesn't know what to think. He's still in shock over you being a sticker boy.
Don't expect him to talk right now. He's still trying to figure out how he feels.
He's in a glass case of emotion.
I did do some research. I had to take myself away from this bumper sticker thing. The 15-day IL is a thing, but it exists for pitchers.
Ah, so it's 10-day for position players,
yes,
15 for pitchers.
And the reason there's a difference, and it's
starting
only for
pitchers
is you get the two, skip two starts type thing.
Where are you on that one, DS?
I will say.
I think Josh, you would have let it go if you imagine
if it was me? You'd be roasting me.
I will say, Gabe is so infrequently wrong.
Yeah.
That's why I said if you would have said the full DS, I think Josh would have let it go.
You know what I missed though? The weed whacker.
It's buck season.
Oh, then.
When I start talking about Gary Trent Jr. Yeah.
We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Top 8 at 8 coming up next.
Doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's why I've been telling you about Mentality, my friends over there for years. They can help you just like they have helped me. If you're tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself, don't have that energy, well, they can help you over at Mentality. How do they do that? Well, you go through the process. Book your appointment, mentalityhealth.com/radio. Book your appointment today. Go through their process. If your levels are low, you can then work with them on a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. And every 12, 13 weeks, you go back, make sure your levels are where they're supposed to be, because that's the way they work. They want to make sure that you're feeling great and feeling the way that you're supposed to. You can increase strength, shake fatigue, sleep better, even lose weight with Mentality. So what are you waiting for? Go to mentalityhealth.com/radio. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Find out more about Mentality's low testosterone treatments at mentalityhealth.com/radio.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You got to have a condiment with the bread.
Yeah,
you can't eat the bread alone.
Yeah, you want some sort of lubricant with the bread. Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
It's just necessary.
You follow
like,
me?
You don't want to just be sitting there eating like pieces of white bread with nothing on it.
Can't be going dry.
Yeah, can't be raw dog and just white bread.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Man, I've reached the point in my life where organization is so important. clutter and chaos really messes with my anxiety. And so a solution for that this year was getting my closet organized. I called the people at Closets by Design to help me through it. Doug and his team were fantastic. Came out, took a look at my closet and said, here's what we think we can do for you. And now I have a warm, incredible, organized space for all of my clothes. You know what really stood out, guys, was the personal attention. They took the time to understand exactly what I needed, show me the great options, and make sure that everything I have fit in my space. So if you find yourself in that situation where you need to get organized, call Closets by Design in Mequon and tell them Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you.
The top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh? One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Oh my God.
Show me chicken.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
All right, Gabe, what do we got today?
Sorry, Jen, but you kind of get the brunt of this. This is a tough list. Boys ran the list last week, so I had to obviously up the difficulty after Joshy and Chewy ran the list last week. So it's a little bit tougher this week. We stick with the Milwaukee Brewers. Sal Frelick hitting .297 on the season, trying to get over that .300 mark. So what I am looking for today, eight players on the list. Jen and Chew guess back and forth. Once they each get one incorrect, we open it up to the fans, 800-990-3776. Whoever gets the last one gets an ESPN Milwaukee prize pack. Last eight qualified hitters to hit .300 for a season for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Woof.
Smelly Ellie.
Christian Yelich, number one, out to hit over .300 in 2019 and 2018. So this would, if Sal gets over that .300 mark over the last 5 weeks, he would be the first Brewers .300 hitter since Yelich in 2019.
Okay.
Again, there's no like tricks here. That's why I said qualified hitter. So there's not like a guy who played 50 games and somehow got over .300. You got to be a qualified hitter.
Braun?
Ryan Braun, number three on the list. Last time he went over .300 was 2016, but also hit over that mark in 2012, 2011, 2010, 2009, and 2007.
What was he on the list?
Number three, with his latest so being 2016.
Goes back.
There's some tough ones on this list.
There are. Center fielder. They traded for him.
Just guessing positions now.
They traded for him. Good guy.
He's
here probably 3 years.
He got it?
I mean, if he gets the name, he's...
Help me out.
He's got... I mean, if he gets the name, everything he's saying is correct. If you give me the first...
I think he came from the Royals.
He's just on fire.
Yeah, I can picture the kid.
All right, him.
I need a name.
Josh, you give him the name.
I need a first or last name.
Lorenzo Cain.
Lorenzo Cain. Yes. Yes. Lorenzo Cain. Low Cain hit
three. You can totally picture the kid, too.
308 in 2018.
That was a lot of work that you just did there.
So you guys have the top three. Christian Yelich, Low Cain, Ryan Braun.
Gosh, Chew, how far back do you think this thing goes?
What was Cain?
2018.
And he was number
two.
Oh, so we got 1, 2, 3.
You got 1, 2, 3.
It's got to go back to
like Yount. Are we going?
Oh
that
no,
far?
Not that far back. I don't think three can't be that far back. 2000. Right fielder.
I'm in like. It feels like, look, Yount and Molitor feels like a very, very long time ago, but we've got 1, 2, 3, and Ryan Braun hasn't played in a decade, right?
Yeah.
Decade.
He last hit over 300 in 2016.
So, yeah, 9 years. Gabe loves it when I take liberties with
I mean, he last played more recently than that, but...
Sunglasses at night.
Corey Hart?
He's pretty good.
No way.
I'm going to guess Paul Molitor and see if he's on the back end of this list.
No, not even close.
Okay, not even close.
Oh,
I've got one that I can hint at, and he was a catcher.
Yasmani?
No.
Okay, we're out.
Missed.
He was a catcher,
though. It's the only catcher he knew. It's the only catcher he knew.
800-990-3776. That was tough.
Yeah, it's a tough list.
Would it have been Lucroy as the catcher? I don't know. I don't know if he ever hit 300 for a season. 800-990-3776. Looking for callers to play top 8 at 8. This is a tough list today. In the history of the Milwaukee Brewers, the last 8 guys to have a above 300 season.
Yeah, 300 or better. Looking for the last 300 hitters for the Milwaukee Brewers. Yelich 1, Lorenzo Cain 2, Ryan Braun 3. Braun last doing it in 2016.
What is that like, a receiver catching 100 balls?
I don't know, because there's only like 5 guys hitting over 300 today.
Really? That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's... and. There's also like indications that it doesn't make, like, Luis Arias.
Yeah, for the Padres.
He's consistently over 300, not that productive. Nobody really knows how to value him.
Huh.
So he can be over 300, but if you're not driving runs in.
Right, or getting extra base hits, you're sort of just, you know, it's good. It's better to not be hitting 300, but.
It's better to be hitting 300.
Yes.
Yes. Like, so there's some value, obviously, as a job, but nobody knows what to do with him, how much to pay him,
things of
that nature.
Are we concerned that no one is calling in?
Yes.
Because it's too hard.
I don't think it's that hard. I mean, these are all names you're going to recognize. These are all names. I just figured there'd be Brewer fans out there that remembered some of the 300 hitters over the last handful of years.
800-990-3776 if you want to play top 8 at 8. Gabe's list is the last 8 Brewers to hit over 300 for the season.
Why was there many more back in the day? Pitching wasn't as good?
Correct. When really? When the average fastball velocity is like 89 and now it's up in the 90s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was also just power and launch angle and all that stuff were less prioritized. It was get on base, move your guys over, do that type of stuff.
Let's go out to the phone lines. We've got John in Milwaukee up first on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. John, can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Prince Fielder?
Prince Fielder never hit 300.
Yeah, I was going to guess.
Never hit. He was close a couple of times, was but he? Never actually got up over 300 in his Brewers career. He might have gotten over 300 after he left.
Oh, but I forgot like another one.
800-990-3776. Let's go out to Eric in Germantown. Eric, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
How about Jeff Cirillo?
Cirillo is too far back.
Ugh.
Which is all when?
Right.
But Cirillo did
mid
hit
to late 90s.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. He's
mid
over 300 for his Brewers career.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. But Cirillo did hit over 300, but he is not. He is too far back.
Okay.
Kind of narrows in the timeline for
it
you a
little bit.
Certainly
does. 800-990-3776. Let's go out to Stevie in Oak Creek. Stevie, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Travis Shaw, mayor of Ding Dong City.
Never hit 300.
Really? Where's Ding Dong City? The Ding Dong?
What's a Ding Dong in baseball?
Have you ever heard of that?
The mayor of Ding Dong City? Yeah, that was like when they did the Players Weekend, like that was his nickname because he was hitting a bunch of homers for the Brewers. Home runs would be Ding Dongs, and he was the mayor of Ding Dong City.
Never heard of it.
Okay. Let's go out to Chris in Rome. Chris, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
J.J. Hardy.
J.J. Hardy never hit 300.
Jeez Louise. This is harder than
you've done
thought.
It this time, Gabe.
Yeah.
Well,
you done it.
This is your fault, Josh.
Good luck getting the breaks
in. You guys ran the
in.
List last week.
Yeah. I thought I had the ace in the hole, the one in the back pocket, and Josh guessed it, and they ran it. So got to make sure that doesn't happen back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, your reputation's on the line. Mike in Partyville, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Hey, guys. I don't know if this is too far back, but what about Scotty Posehnick?
Scotty Poe, number 8 on the list.
Wow.
Scott Posehnick hit 314 in 2003. Ooh. Scotty Poe.
Number 8. So there's your,
number eight.
There's the basement.
There's the basement. 2003.
There you go,
okay.
Scotty Poe.
You get to guess again, thanks, Mike. What do you got?
Oh, gosh. I don't have another one.
Was that the toughest one?
Yeah, I don't have one, guys.
Right. No.
Can you reset the list for us?
Christian Yelich, 1. Lorenzo Cain, 2. Ryan Braun, 3. Scott Podsednik, number 8. Looking for the last 8 Brewers to hit 300 for a season. Be a qualified hitter and hit 300 for the season.
800-990-3776. Can you hear the fatigue in my voice, ladies and gentlemen? Let's go out to Hugh in Fox Point. Hugh, can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
I'm going to go with Carlos Santana.
Carlos Santana, no.
Good guitar player.
Very good, but...
No?
No.
I'm out.
You're already out.
I know. I'm out again.
Let's go out
there. This list is impossible.
Henry in Arlington Heights. You're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
My guess... All right, guys. My guess is Ricky Weeks.
Ricky never did it. Again, Joshy gave a pretty good hint. Nobody's decided to go back to that well.
Oh.
Jen then said the name.
Oh.
Nobody decided to go back to that well.
Okay.
800-990-3776. Dale in a work van. You're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Oh, I'm hoping that coming into the middle of this, I haven't missed a guess that's already happened. Corey Hart?
Corey Hart, no.
Was guessed, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Chewy did guess Corey guess Hart. Again? Yes, he does get to guess again. What was Corey's best batting average?
He hung up.
Oh.
Corey did get to 295 one year.
Ooh.
They get to 295.
Dan in Slinger, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Carlos Gomez?
Gomi never did it.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Andrew in Muskego. First of all, I'm glad that the calls are coming in fast and furious now because we have been one and done for the last, I don't know, 9 people. Andrew in Muskego, you're up next. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Well, I'm one and done. I know I have one because I got it as the only autograph I've ever got, but it's Brady Clark.
Brady Clark!
I think he hit 300.
Hit 306 in 2005. He is number 6 on the list.
Was that the toughest
one? That's all I got. I don't even...
Brady Clark is the toughest one, I think, yes.
Hey, I could say this now, but I thought Brady Clark was so good looking.
Unlike your ex-boyfriend?
Yeah,
who you told him he was ugly?
Famously. Never told Brady Clark I thought he was attractive. No, you know. For obvious reasons. Logan in somewhere. You're up next. Logan, can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
I don't know if you guys did it yet, but Ryan Braun.
Braun, yeah. So I'll reset the list for you. Christian Yelich is 1. Kane is 2. Braun is 3. Do not have 4. Do not have 5. Brady Clark at 6. Need 7. And Scott Podsednik is number 8.
Is it too far back for Cecil Cooper?
That's way too far back. If Scott Podsednik's number 8.
In 2003.
All right, here we go. Zach and Mequon, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Yes. I think Jonathan Lucroy.
So Jonathan Lucroy is number 4. Good did job, it twice, man. 2014 and 2012.
Congratulations.
Hitting over 300.
What else you got, Zach?
I don't know if he qualified or had enough at bats, but I think he did. Casey McGee?
Oh, Casey McGee. No, did not do it. Did not do it.
How many we got left?
2.
Okay. All right, listen, we got callers, so just hang the line if you're on the line. Let's go to Matt and Indy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
I think I can get at least 1.
Okay.
Lyle Overbay.
Oh, yeah, good pull.
Lyle Overbay, number 7, hit 301 in 2004.
Keep it up.
Lucroy was who I was coming to the table with next, but we just lost that.
Yeah, you lost that. So we just need the one. So it happened between 2014 and 2005 because Lucroy is 4. Brady Clark is 6. So we're looking for number 5.
I'm out, man.
You wouldn't necessarily think Brewers when you think of this guy.
Interesting.
That is what I will say.
Jason in Lake Geneva, you're up next. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list? And for those just tuning in, we are looking for just one more Brewer who hit over 300 in a season, right?
Yes. The last 8 to do it, qualified hitters. So Casey McGee, while he did hit 301, did not have enough at-bats the year that he did it.
Ugh, brutal. All right, Jason, you're up next.
All right. Aramis Ramirez.
Aramis Ramirez hit 300 on the nose in 2012.
Congratulations, Jason. You're the big winner this morning on Top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Whew, that was exhausting.
That was a good list. That's sort of fair.
I thought it was unfair.
We got there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got there.
Yeah, I mean, Josh, he tried to help you out. You decided to, you know.
With what?
The catcher.
Oh, well.
And then you know one knew decided you knew one catcher and just going to blurt out that answer.
Well, one guy I really like, he's my buddy, and the other guy I almost beat up, so I went with the guy I like.
Who'd you almost beat up?
He threw a shoulder into me at the thing Craig used to have years ago.
Who threw a shoulder into you?
Lucroy.
What?
Yeah.
Jonathan Lucroy threw a shoulder into you at the Wisconsin Sports Awards?
Yeah.
Hey, look, Lucroy's been making amends on social media. Yours is probably coming.
Yeah, it should
I mean,
be.
If you want me to try to get him on the show, I can try to see if you guys can hash this out.
I mean, if it was a different, someone would, I probably would have knocked them out, but someone's like, hey, that's Lucroy. I'm like, yeah, we need him for a little while longer.
Simplify your every, how benevolent of you. Simplify your everyday banking with Great Midwest Bank like I did and open up a checkings or a savings account today. Experience friendly, simply local service plus competitive rates. It's the best of both worlds. Great Midwest Bank even offers 24/7 online mobile banking. So if it's noon on a Tuesday or Saturday night at 11 o'clock, you can access your accounts whenever you want. And if you need assistance, there are real people helping your real needs. Great Midwest Bank is simply local and a member FDIC.
Station updates, show clips, and your place to interact with us every single day just by scrolling through your feed. Follow along on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at ESPN Milwaukee. You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Where else can you get football analysis that includes things like dropsies and picksies and intercepsies and flowy? It's flowy. Flowy. The offense needs to be more flowy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
If you're looking to play some great golf, place to do it, do what I did. Join the Wisconsin Country Club. I love it because of the great golf course, the great amenities we have with that. Couple different practice areas, great driving range. But also, if you're looking for more than just golf, no assessments, no food and beverage minimums, just the incredible challenging course and other amenities like tennis, pickleball, the pool, which from my understanding has been hopping all summer. Get started today at WisconsinCountryClub.com. It's just a fairway away.
Back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, we're putting it on the Infinity Exteriors Twitter poll this morning. What's your concern level about Trevor McGill's injury and being on what we established as the 15-day injured list? So the Brewers will be without their closer. Maybe you are yada, 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 or less than that, which is where Chewy stands. Maybe you're a little stressed, which is where I am. I'm a little stressed. And not because I'm like, I think this is DEFCON 5, but I do think that this sort of stuff starts to build up this time of year. The Brewers have been really good at being able to manage the injuries, next man up. You mentioned Uribe being able to step into that role. But I think it's at some point there is a straw that breaks the camel's back. There is a, you know, force that breaks the levee, that breaks the dam. And I just don't want the Brewers even creeping towards that game. And look, I acknowledge that some of this is the Brewers at the end of the season have sometimes struggled to make deep runs in the postseason, even though we've had glorious summers of baseball. This year felt special. It has felt special. I want it to pay off. I want them to get the level of success that they deserve for the success they've had this season.
It's not a season-ending injury, and the deepest part of this team, even though they've shown some depth at the position player group and they're dealing with out their top shortstop in Joey Ortiz right now with one of their best offensive players in Jackson Churio. Again, they went on that 14-game winning streak without Jackson. But what's even deeper is the pitching. I mean, they had how many injuries to that starting staff at the beginning of the season? They navigated that beautifully. They have a lot of depth in that bullpen. So it's, again, not a season-ending injury. Guys going on the IL, it's, to me, it's not that big of an issue because of the depth specifically that they have at the pitching position, whether it's starter or reliever.
There's plenty of time. I mean, if there were five games left in the season, you'd be like,
Oh, five games left in the season, then it's like, well, now you're out without McGill for a series, or maybe he doesn't come back until, you know, are you actually going to be able to put him on an NLCS roster? But yeah, like, this.
Now's the time.
We got 4.5 weeks.
And I forget who I asked the question to, but now's the time you'd probably start resting guys if they need a little rest, because you don't want to do it, like football, at the very end of this. Am I right?
Well, so that's kind of what Jeff said with us on Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know, once you get healthy and get somebody like Jackson Churio back, maybe, you know, Isaac Collins, as good as he is, okay, now you're playing 5 out of 7 days instead of 7 out of 7.
Yeah.
You know, to kind of rotate around and give everybody at-bats, make sure they're fresh for late in the season.
And just as we pay attention to the schedule, and I know we mentioned it when we put the Cubs record, or schedule rather, and the Brewers record head-to-head, all analytics said that the Brewers have a tougher schedule. But in the month of September, guys, they go back to having an off day every week. They've got an off day on the 2nd. They've got an off day on the 11th. They've got an off day on the 15th. And they got an off day on the 25th. So that will also contribute to being more fresh for some of those series. This stretch that they've been on, obviously, we knew was going to take its toll. It has. So I guess it shouldn't be that big of a shock. But again, McGill having an all-star season, there's a part of me that's like, please don't let this be more than it is. Please let him come back after the requisite 15-day and let him step back into that closer role, because mm-hmm. it has been a huge source of security for this Brewers team this year.
What do they do with Hoskins?
It's a great question.
Vaughn.
I mean, they'll
find
that
bats.
Well, it means split time a little bit at first base. Kind of maybe get Yelich a few more. I mean, Yelich played the outfield last night.
But do you
because
take
they
the
were
guy
DHing Bowers.
I mean, Vaughn's hot right now.
He's not as hot as he was. He's still playing well.
Sure, but we knew that
wasn't
sustainable.
Yeah, we knew. But I mean, but giving him an off day, they've done that this series, whether that's been Bowers playing first base. You give him some time off. You work in Bowers or Hoskins or Vaughn at that DH spot with Yelich. You kind of rotate through. You get creative a little bit with what you do.
You know what's amazing is how deep they are with their payroll. Mm-hmm. With their payroll. How deep they are. It's crazy. Front office, once again.
Had to get it in.
Yep. I think I'm going to thank them every day now.
Who's in the front office?
We need to get a break in. We're up against it.
We are. He's absolutely right.
100% correct in this case. Finding the right home is a journey. Sometimes it's quick. Sometimes you have to be patient, but it should always be exciting. The WeSell Group at Keller Williams understands that. They're not just about closing deals. They want you to find the right fit, okay? They're willing to take the time to go see the houses, to look as many as you need, as many as we have needed, to find the right fit for you and your family. It is so clear. Their passion is people. So maybe you're ready to move right now. Maybe you're just starting to look, or maybe you're thinking about selling. Either way, the WeSell Group is on the journey with you every step of the way. So you should start your journey now at wesell.kw.com. That's wesell.kw.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I mean, pumpkin seeds.
No. Little suckers. They might be. What did you say before, Jen?
Sesame but those seeds. Are white. Like, yeah.
No,
white.
These aren't white. No, this isn't on the outside. This is on the inside.
Seeds on the inside.
Oh, yeah. So you've got some sort of, like,
scrotum.
On 94.5 ESPN.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. These days, it feels like there's advice for everything. Cold plunges, gratitude journals, screen detoxes. But how do you know what really works for you? The internet is always going to give you a boatload of information, but it can be tough to know what would work for you specifically. So I have benefited from therapy. Been doing it for the last 15 years. Can't say enough about it. And if you feel like it's time for you to take that step, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform. They've served more than 5 million people globally. Very convenient. You can join a session with the click of a button from your home, fits in your busy life, and you can switch therapists at any time. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/timeout. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/timeout. Badgers playing tonight. Watching the game.
Yep.
That's a lie.
No, I will.
What, the first? I mean, you.
It's on at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
But it's Blammer Thursday.
That's past your bedtime.
No, I can't.
Blammer's not there till 8.
No, I'm just saying.
You'll be awake.
It'll carry me through till 9:15. Yeah.
Joshy?
I'll be watching.
I'm very interested.
Really hope that they have a good season.
I want to see this offense now that the air raid is gone. Going back to what.
They should.
Yes.
Speaking of Badgers, we got Mark Tauscher. We got Jason Wilde coming up next here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee.